Hello and welcome to the Hoof Hat Podcast. This podcast talks about anything that has a hoof or wears a hat and everything in between. The Hoof Hat Podcast brought to you by R-Bar-B, saddles, tack, clothing, and more. Family owned and Kansas grown since 1998. Outfitting you and your horse. Find us on the web at rbarb.com. I am one of your hosts, Russ Brown, along with my other host, Rusty Walker.
Hello, boss. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How
good.
About you?
I'm so glad we're doing this podcast today. I do want to tell you that earlier when you were busy back in the shop pounding leather.
Why do you laugh when you say that?
Because it's
like your head. It's like your brain went somewhere totally wrong.
Well,
I'm just back there pounding leather.
Well, that's, first of all, it's the end of the day.
It is the end of the day.
And so I'm just, that's where my mind goes. I'm sorry. But anyway, when you were
You're not even the one having a toddy.
You're not. I know. I'm so jealous. Where's my...
Not that I am.
Where's... You just...
I didn't mean that.
Told on yourself. When you were out back there pounding leather, a zebra lady came in. You know,
I don't even know where to go with that.
Don't even know what's going to happen at our Barbie here in Topeka, Kansas.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. Was she leading her zebra?
She was not. She came in and bought, I think, every one of our little zebra toys. And I was like, oh, are these gifts? And she goes, well, I own a zebra. And I'm like, oh, you're going to hand these out for, you know, hey, it's from me, the zebra lady. She goes, nope, I'm going to drill a hole in them and hang them on my Christmas tree.
Oh, cool. So she's going to make ornaments out of them.
Yeah.
So, must have been Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy Rowland. And I said, I got to see pictures of your zebra. And she showed me pictures of Flip Flip.
Flip Flip is the zebra's name.
Flip, yep.
Wonder why. Did she give you any insight as to the name, as to how she came up with Flip Flip?
She did. He flips his tail.
Oh, okay.
You know, some horses ring their tail. The zebra, this zebra.
They should call me Drink Drink.
Okay, but I drug her in here to the podcast room and got to talk to Tammy for just a little bit. So we start out with her introducing herself.
Awesome.
Just give me your name first.
Tammy Rowland.
Okay, Tammy, just kind of, you came in the store, you were buying a bunch of toy zebras, and I asked you if you were going to give those out as gifts, and you said,
no, because I have a real zebra at home.
And you're going to use them as Christmas tree ornaments.
Correct.
I love that. Every day you don't meet people with zebras.
No, and I don't recommend it either.
Okay. And you say that strongly.
I say that realistically because this is my second zebra. Mm-hmm. My first one was an adult. This one was a 6-month-old wild colt, and they're not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens unless it's their idea. And I cannot stress that enough. They're dangerous.
Well, then why did you want one?
Flip and I get along like two peas in a pod.
Okay, so his name is Flip.
Yes, his name is Flip because when I got him, he was flipping his tail relentlessly. Mm-hmm. He flipped his tail. And we couldn't come up with a good name for him until... Boom, there it was.
Yeah.
It just fit.
Well, you showed me some videos.
Yes.
And he flips his tail.
When he's stressed.
When he's stressed. Okay.
Yes. And he had a habit of shaking his head too when I first got him. So mm-hmm. just the, I don't know what brought on the flip thing, but he has his own Facebook page. He's Flip Flip the Zebra.
Really? Yes. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to look at that. How cool. And you live here in Northeast Kansas?
Mayetta, yes.
Okay. Very good. So just all your life you wanted a zebra. Have you always been obsessed with zebras? Or
from a little bitty girl on.
Oh.
I like black and white. I don't know why. I slept with a skunk when I was a baby. Does that make any difference?
A real skunk?
Yes.
A pet skunk,
yes.
Obviously. Oh my gosh. Well, that probably had something to do with it.
Warped my mind.
There you go. I like black and white. I have black and white paint horses.
Right.
So that is my color combo.
You want to know what's really cool? You need to come and touch Flip. You can feel the stripes.
Wow.
Yes. The hair is totally different. I have a picture. I'll send it to you later.
Okay, good.
You can see the difference, the different levels in the hair, but you can feel the stripes. And that's my therapy.
It's
just loving on him. Yes.
So what do you do with Flip?
He'll be 2 January 11th. I've already had him in a harness. I bought him a purple harness of all things. I've had kids sit on him. Last February we did the St. Jude's dog walk, but of course I used a zebra.
Yeah.
Did we make our 50 miles? No. But we tried.
So is a zebra, looking at them, of course, the first thing I notice is the ears. Is he more mule-like or donkey-like than horse-like?
I've had mules and I've had donkeys, and I still... My description of a zebra, do you want that? That's
yes,
not
please.
Even a nice description.
It's all right. I just want you.
To me, a zebra is a pissed off, hungry lion attitude with the power of a freight train, the quickness of a rattlesnake, and they're going to win.
Wow.
Yeah. They have to want to do things for you, and it takes a lot to connect with him. It just... Not just anybody can walk up and, you know, he's okay with it.
Well, we were talking about this, that
yes.
you had your daughter feed while you were ill last year for a little bit with COVID. And
he tried to attack her.
I saw the video. He charged
yes.
her, people. And I'm not talking just, nah. No, he came out, ears pinned.
Yes.
He was, get away from me, stranger.
Yep. And in that video, he was playing with the balls in the hay bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's his game. That's his That's him and his tetherball type of thing.
Yeah.
He plays, but when he gets mad, he beats the heck out of those balls. And that's when I will walk away. I know it's not time to even talk to him. He just says, it's not my time.
Now, did he always have this attitude? And maybe he's just zebra, or you got him when he was
6 months old.
So he's just weaned.
Right. For the first week of his life, I spent 110 hours sitting in the alley of the barn while he was in the stall. He could not see me. He didn't want to see me. I sat on a hay bale and I read Barrel Horse News to him for 110 hours until he peeked his nose over to check us out. And then we started moving closer every time he did that response. He didn't have a choice but to fall in love with me because I'm all he had.
Yeah, you are his life
yes.
and food and all things.
Everything,
that, yeah,
yes.
keeps him going.
We picked him up on May 10th, and on May 25th, I got to touch him with a carrot stick.
Wow.
That was the first time, and he was pretty good from that point on.
Yeah.
So.
How was halter breaking?
It started out rough, but I turned him loose with a halter and lead rope on.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I started him out in the round pen and just went to where I could leave him loose in the arena. In fact, we left the arena grow grass that year so that he had grass to eat. If I'm on the lawnmower, he chases the lawnmower.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're on the tractor, he has to help.
That shows a lot of intelligence.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's naughty. You really have to watch him. And he's so quick. I have a friend in Michigan who has zebras, and she will tell you, nobody belongs having zebras on the average everyday scale. They take work. They take a lot of time and dedication.
Well, I've heard that nobody's ever really been able to domesticate a zebra.
Right.
And I know at Equifest a few years, there was a trainer that had a zebra.
Mustang Annie or somebody like that.
Yes.
I think it was. Yes.
And I didn't get to see her presentation. Did
right.
you get to watch
No,
her?
But I've okay. heard about her.
Okay.
And I know of a zebra I saw on Facebook, in fact, that was on a trail ride.
Mm.
And my friend said to them, be careful, that's not always going to be like that, which it's not. And there may be the exception. But if zebras were really that domesticatable, they would be riding them in Africa.
True.
You know.
Why didn't I think? Yeah, you're
yes.
exactly
and
right.
And they don't.
Yeah.
They absolutely don't. They'll ride an elephant before a zebra.
That's got to tell you something right there.
I've seen them ride ostriches, you know, but
I've
not
seen
a zebra.
Too. Yes. So that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Wow. You have hooked up a harness to him? Or
yes, he's been in harness.
And how's
And he's still a baby, so, you know, he's not ready to pull anything. But I put a surcingle or a cinch over the fills of the cart, and I'd let him pull it around.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't seem to mind. We'll see. It may come, it may not. And if he does, great. If he doesn't, he still does his tricks, and I like that.
Well, and he's cute. I mean, he's really gorgeous.
He is.
Pictures, and I will put pictures on our Hoof to Het Facebook page, too,
because
people can see that, and make a link to your Facebook to flip.
Yep. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but don't recommend it. And
I don't. I really don't. And I see people, I want one. No,
you
don't. That's my first response.
Yeah.
It's... it's you really, you don't even, it's not even about horsemanship. It's you really got to change your ball game and think like he does. Mm-hmm. When I first got him, you couldn't look him in the eye, but that's predator prey.
Sure.
So you don't look him in the eye. And that was the big thing was I took my dirty clothes and I threw them in his stall. You mm-hmm. know, I made sure I was
yep.
what he looked for is familiar. But you didn't look him in the eye, and I would tell anybody that came to see him, don't look him in the eye, just, you know, pet his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And now you can look at his eyes all day long,
okay,
but they're
good.
They're so pretty.
Oh, the pictures you have, again, yes. I can understand why you go to so much trouble, because he's really super cool.
I protect him very yeah. much so.
Yeah, but you said he's protective
of me. Yes. Uh-huh. When my husband comes out into the arena, when he's out there, he will get between us and push Jim back because I'm his, not Jim.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is there a community of zebra owners? You said there's
a few out there. Mm-hmm. Sadly, you find a lot of them that know everything that really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple backlashes from a few because of how I treat Flip, and I'm never going to treat him like he's a puppy dog.
No.
I will never treat him like my old horse. I will always watch for that flipping of the tail. To me, that's his sign language.
Yeah.
When it starts flipping, something's wrong and something could happen.
Yeah.
I've seen him run my dogs out of the arena, and sometimes he don't, you know, it's just his attitude.
He's a wild animal.
He is, and he always will be.
Always will be.
Yep.
Wow. So what's the longevity of a zebra in captivity?
They say just like a horse, 20 to 30 years. So
okay.
I'm hoping it sounds terrible. I hope he goes before I do, because I don't want somebody else
yeah.
taking over. I've seen what he does with strangers. So.
Well, that would be hard on him too.
Right.
Because anything different from a routine, you can
exactly.
imagine their mentality out in the wild. If the
yep.
environment changes, got to get out of here. This is not
one
right.
little change takes days for him to settle back down.
Really? Just like moving
changing a stall in the barn, which I've done on him a few times.
Uh-huh.
But now, just recently, like in the last month, I've decided I'm going to start making changes, which I've already enforced
mm-hmm.
on who he's turned out with, what fence he's in, what stall he's in. We've been changing those so that I want him to be more accepting,
yeah.
at least on the farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you turn him out with your regular horses?
He's out with a Mustang we've had since March 1st, and my weanling colt okay. is his biggest fan club. The last couple days I've turned him out with my pony herd, and he's just I don't like them. They're just not right.
They're weird.
they're little yes.
So when he's in a herd, does he act like the boss, or he's still kind of a baby?
He's in the middle.
Okay.
There's a couple ponies that will, there's one that's a wench, so she pushes mm-hmm. him around. And then like with the colt, my he's the weanling. He is, they're kind of playmates. So they play hard, rearing up, bucking and tearing
yeah.
around. And then sometimes you can catch them playing with the Mustang too. And that's a 5-year-old Mustang. So
that's fun.
I don't see him as boss, but he don't take the bottom of the heap either.
Yeah. Well, that is super. What's your long game with the zebra? I mean, do you want to try to ride him? Or I'm sure you want to try to pull something with him with the harness.
I want to.
Oh, she's smiling so big right now.
I want to lead line him in the peewee barrels at NBHA with my granddaughter.
Oh,
that's what I want to do.
Okay.
And he's been saddled. I mean, yeah. he's the coolest thing to put a bit in his mouth, because zebras are very mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you hang a bridle in front of him and he's like, okay, it's mine.
Oh,
you know, so he bits up really well. Will he ever do it? I don't know. That's like, I talked to Russ. I want to bring him to the store here and walk him through this store.
Yeah.
Just because I can.
Yes. That would be super
yeah.
cool. It'd just be fun to have him in the round pen.
Right.
Of course, that'd be a lot for him. I mean, we have a round pen out front of the store, and that's where we do our saddle fitting. But just
right.
to have him out there for a day for people to come see
sure,
him.
Sure.
But would that stress him too much?
I'd probably have to have somebody with him, but he does really well. He's been trailered, and he loads up. He jumps. He'll load up on a flatbed trailer and stand there. So he has no issues that way. I have an obstacle course that I take him through too. So he's used to a lot of weird things, garbage bags, grain bags. I throw all kinds of things at him. He's got his big ball. He usually destroys at least one ball a year.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Except now I just recently found one that has a Kevlar hide on it.
Oh, that sounds like a zebra proof. You should tell the company.
He's trying.
He's trying.
He is trying.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I'll usually hang it in a hay bag, though, off of one of my tie poles, because then he just... All day, you can see he's wore a path around the tie pole, just playing tetherball, basically.
Well, it seems like Flip has found his perfect match in you.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves you too, but I can just tell the brightness of your smile when you talk about it, you light up. Yeah, please, zebras are not for pets.
No. No, they are not.
And it seems like he's your life, but that's a lot of hours.
He does require a lot of time, and I believe that with all of them. My friend in Michigan will tell you the same thing. They require a lot of dedication, and you have to pre-think things. If you're changing something on your farm, you pre-think it. You know, where's Flip and what is he going to do? You know,
yeah.
The fireworks, he was in the barn. He does stall really well because that's how I started him out. A lot of zebras don't take that kind of confinement, but... The neighbors were burning their field. And let me tell you, that he was ready to leave. He was ready to leave the country.
Wow.
Yes, I got naughty with the neighbors because I'm like, you know, you could tell me.
Yeah,
at least tell me. I have horses.
Yeah.
So got him in the barn and got him locked up so he could behave himself. But you pre-plan everything around him, no matter what changes you're making on the farm, and you watch him and read him because you don't want him going through the fence. And let me tell you, he doesn't think nothing about bolting through a fence.
Well, you think about the zebras out in the wild and what they deal with and trying to get through brush and briar and out of the way of of lions. I mean, you got to think about that. But I love how you put it. In Africa, they will ride an elephant before they try to ride a zebra.
Yes.
So that makes complete sense.
Yes.
Well, this is so fantastic. I'm so glad that I was here when you came into the store today. This is just, you can tell I'm just fascinated.
I think this is cool. I wanted people to take notice with him. So
yeah,
he's a cool guy. He requires work, though.
Yes. Exactly. Well, again, you are the perfect person to have him because you can just tell by your face you get all...
Like I said, you're invited. Come see him.
We will. Well, have a great rest of your day. You certainly have lit my day up. So I thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast, too.
That's cool. It is. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, that was tons of fun for Tammy to be on with us. I'm going to have to go pet Flip Flip.
You just never know what's going to roll in the door around here. That is for sure.
I absolutely love that part of working here and hanging out with
the
Brown family.
There is some cool things. You know, as far as that zebra deal goes, and I'm not a zebra expert by any means, but I have, I used to work a lot of horse sales, draft horse sales, a lot of driving horses and stuff. And almost every year, Columbia, Missouri, I worked that sale for years and years as a ringman, and almost every year somebody would bring, and maybe we've talked about this either on air or off, I don't remember, but they would bring either Z-donks.
Yeah. Oh, we did talk
or,
about that
you know, or something. They were evil.
A Zorse.
Yes. So zebra crosses, and they were freaking evil. Well, I mean, like, eat you for lunch. Evil. Yeah, we did talk about this at some point. I don't remember why we did, but we did.
Well,
and so, I mean, that, like, you got to be cautious around them things.
Tammy makes the best point ever about having an exotic or a wild animal. And she said, if you think about it, if zebras were able to be domesticated, then everybody in Africa would ride them. Instead, they ride elephants. So people.
Yeah, so an elephant's easier to domesticate than a zebra. Yeah. I mean, basically, that's what we're saying.
That's exactly. They are not for pets. Huh. They are for zoos and people to go look at. Now,
from a distance.
Yes. So Flip Flip can be, you know, petted and handled and led and stuff like that. But
until he decides not to be.
But it has to be his terms.
Yeah. That's kind of what everybody says that I've talked to that handles those things. It's as long as it's all their idea, it's awesome.
Yeah.
When it's no longer their idea, it's not so awesome.
Mm-mm. So, good thing, leave the zebras to
people. My first girlfriend was like that.
Was she? As long as it was her idea.
As long as it was her idea, it was awesome.
I'm glad you're not with her anymore.
No, that didn't last.
Well, since the last week you were in Texas?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm always somewhere. So. But yes. I think it was last. Well, I mean, I know it was last week because this is this week. And it wasn't this week. So it had to be last week.
And you're not there right
now. And I'm not there. I'm here. So we got that under control now.
Wow.
Yeah. So Dina and I actually bailed out of here.
It was Tuesday.
It wasn't a last minute thing because I planned it a little ahead of time. I don't remember if I told her as far ahead as I knew because that's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
But we bailed out of here Tuesday kind of evening-ish, late afternoon, early evening. And three or four stops later, we went to Amarillo, Texas to the 2023 WRCA Ranch Rodeo Finals.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a cool trip.
How was the crowd?
It was awesome. It was awesome. So,
oh, my gosh.
So I will tell you, and I think I alluded to this earlier when the mic wasn't on, it was pretty humbling in a way. The American dream is alive and well in the Western industry. Mm-hmm. It was very cool. They sold out almost every night.
Love that.
6,000, 7,000, 8,000. I don't know whatever that Coliseum holds there in Amarillo, but like, it was cool. Like, it was very heartwarming. We played the national anthem. We prayed.
Yep.
All the things that we should be doing,
mm-hmm.
Without reservation,
yeah,
no excuses, no bullshit. Yeah. It was awesome. So really enjoyed it. They have a super cool Western trade show. A lot of handmade bits and spurs.
Oh
cowboy gear. It's a thing. I mean, it was very West Texas.
Okay, so Amarillo in November, second week of November, you need to be
every year.
There for
it was a cool trip. So of course, you know, in order to justify the trip, we had to do 100 other things on the way there and back because that's how I roll. I can't just go somewhere.
Somebody said, "Oh, Russ and Dean are taking some time off. They need some time alone. You guys work 24/7 and then some." Really? This is their vacation? Okay, because didn't you take a trailer and drop off some steers?
Yeah, so we left Tuesday, 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it was, and we stopped and dropped off some steers. Well, a friend of ours, it's a long thing, yeah. So the friends out in Hugoton that have the feed yard that we know really well and grew up with, they bought a show heifer from some friends back here. So we loaded the show heifer, and then I had sold some steers to a guy partway. So we loaded a heifer and a set of steers, and we stopped and dropped the steers off and took the heifer with us, and we left the heifer in the trailer with our friends in Hugoton. And then we went on to Amarillo on Wednesday, Wednesday afternoon, after we helped feed and work a bunch of calves at the feed yard. And then we went to Amarillo. They're Wednesday evening. We hung out Thursday, went to the trade show on Thursday, went to the ranch rodeo Thursday night, which was freaking awesome. And then, went back to Hugoton Friday morning and picked up another heifer.
Oh.
And two horses.
Yeah. Somebody said
to bring home.
Yeah. Russ was bringing me a horse. I'm like, wait a minute. He's supposed to be on vacation.
Yeah. What? And then we stopped in Hillsboro and dropped off one of the horses, picked up two different horses and four heifers, and came on home. So
what about a partridge and a pear tree?
Yeah. I was talking to Zach Parrington and at some point, and I was kind of telling him what we were doing. He goes, "Oh, you're on the menagerie tour." Yeah, I guess that's kind of what we were on, the menagerie tour. I'm always on the menagerie tour, though.
You are the menagerie tour, just every day. I just don't know how that would work, and maybe I don't need to know, but somebody's got a heifer that needs to go to Texas. Let's call Russ and see if he's making a run to Texas.
I should have been in logistics.
See, and all of a sudden you're in transport.
Yeah, well, I just got informed today that on my next trip south, I've got to take a 2-year-old gelding and pick up two brood mares.
Oh, true. Well,
I didn't know anything about. So
the other day I was watching Fox News, I think it was, and one of the shows they had on there, one of the guys, Jesse Waters or whatever, he had a video of people, maybe it wasn't that, but anyway, people, and they're like, what are they trying to do to this cow, and they showed the wild cow milking part of a ranch rodeo. And I was like, it's a ranch rodeo. I'm screaming at the TV.
How interesting, because I caught a something, because even though we were only able to attend one night, I watched it, you know, on Cowboy Channel Plus, by the way. If you don't have that on your phone, you should get it. I have Cowboy Channel Plus on my phone. Not that I would watch it while I'm traveling.
No.
But I might listen to it in the background.
Just like you wouldn't drink while you're doing a podcast. Right. Never.
Oh, yes, I would. But, I mean, no. I don't remember what I mean. But they had mentioned that one of these TV stations down there, maybe it's the same footage you're talking about. Maybe. Was it just like last week?
It was.
Yeah, so it might have been the same footage, because one of the stations down there had took some footage of the wild cow milking and put it on their station. So they may have shared it through other media channels.
I remember the first time I saw a ranch rodeo. And I used to rodeo and rodeo queen and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And then in years in radio, always promoting rodeo. So someone said, oh, there's going to be a ranch rodeo. You want to go? And I'm like, I have seen every rodeo. And so I didn't go. Well, then a few years later, they had a ranch rodeo at Equifest here in Topeka or Wichita or whatever it was. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the ranch rodeo. Sounds like fun. I'll just sit there and drink beer. I had the best time ever. It's so much more than just a rodeo.
I've never conventionally rodeoed, but we used to ranch rodeo. Well, we had a team at Topeka.
You did? I think I remember. Yeah.
We were actually leading the rodeo into the wild cow milking, and we still got fourth or fifth. But Chad was our roper, and he missed his dally.
Chad!
So he had to, I mean, we still got it done, but he missed his dally. So then I think Lee ended up having to be the roper and roped. But we had a ball. Absolute ball. That team consisted of myself, Chad Mathis, Lee Hart, and who else was on? Chris Redden from Maryville, Missouri.
Okay. Because I know that Dirk had a team.
Yes, they had a team, and Dave maybe that Miller. Year or if not the next year.
Yeah. And hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it's just good, clean, not clean fun.
It is. And there might be alcohol involved, and doesn't have to be, because it's still fun as hell to watch. And we're yelling and screaming and hooping, and everybody's got their butt cheeks clenched, whether they're in the arena or not.
It's just fun. That's all it is. Fun.
What's your favorite event of ranch rodeo?
To watch is the wild cow milking.
Yeah.
And the cows down there at Amarillo, and if you haven't had the opportunity, go back and watch it, because it's all on the, I suppose you can find it elsewhere. Is it Ride Pass? I think it's on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody said it was on Ride Pass, but I watched it on the Cowboy Channel Plus app. But, I mean, these cows were kind of nasty. Like, they'd come up a rope, and they'd get up under a horse and try to flip them over.
Wow.
And, it was Western. That's probably one of my favorite things. Actually, from a skill standpoint, I like watching the Brandon.
Yeah.
Because where they go in and actually, you know, 2 foot the calves and drag them out. And,
yeah. That's just real cowboy stuff.
That is some cowboy shit right there.
Well, I'm glad you guys got away.
It was fun. I'll go back. Like, that's the first time I'd been. Can you believe that? In all the years.
That's hard to believe.
It was the first time we've just never taken time to do it, you know?
But life happens, and you've really got to put it on your list.
Well, I've noticed lately that life has been happening without me. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of over that. I need to be involved with it.
Yes, you do. So. Yeah, you can.
Look out, world.
He's putting it on the bucket. He's putting life on the bucket list right this second. You have to really apply yourself and say, I've got to do this, and just put it on the calendar. And make yourself go, and you're never going to... I always say, I never regret going to something if I have a choice, but I always regret not going. So
that's true.
Like, you know, you want to go? Oh, I'm tired.
That's really deep.
I apologize.
That's right.
Don't mean to be that.
It'll be okay.
Okay, well, also here in Topeka, in the world of RBRB, I have never... worked with you guys during the holidays, but the holidays...
It gets kind of crazy, doesn't it?
Does it just really get crazy?
Friday will be fun. Should be. Yeah. Black Friday is usually pretty wild.
I'm not working that day.
Why not? How are you going to experience it if you don't experience it?
I will come in and peek my head and just say, I'm
actually... I love it.
...working at the radio station.
I love the chaos.
Yeah. That's fun. Oh, that's fun energy.
I love people, though. Like, yeah. Generally speaking, I love people.
I do, too. Last week, when you guys were gone, we had some really cool people come in. This one lady with her three kids, her mother and her husband, kind of burst through the front doors, had her phone in her hand, said, "Show me this saddle," because she found it, of course, right on the website. And we found the saddle. She goes, "This is it." Well, apparently, here's the coolest, just romance. This is could be like a Disney movie, but even better than Disney. So this lady, years ago.
Yeah, because we won't censor.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So this lady years ago, like a dozen years ago or so, had this Mustang that she trained. And then for whatever reason, she had to sell it. And then she went into the military, met her husband, got married. Now they have three kids. And she's still horse crazy, but without a horse. Her mom and her husband found that Mustang, went and bought it.
The Mustang.
Bought it back.
That's kind of cool.
It's so romantic. And then they brought it home, surprised her. She's crying. The horse remembers her. And he said, "I'm taking you to RRB. You buy the saddle of your dreams." And she bought the entire outfit, you know, with the saddle pad, brand new saddle, pretty paisley saddle, all trail saddle. And it was just one of those.
That's pretty cool. That's not pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yes. And you're just like, oh my gosh, here's this lady. And we've been there. We've sold those horses that we didn't want to, but life happens.
Sometimes life requires us to do the not so wanted thing.
Yeah. So when you guys were gone last week, I really enjoyed that day.
That's awesome. That really makes it fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And
to watch somebody else's dreams come true sometimes is awesome.
I love shopping with people and helping them out that way. But that was especially sweet. And she had pictures of her three girls all riding that big old Mustang, who's 15 or so now, but still has a lot of giving to give.
That's really cool. Yeah, there's always something fun. Like around the holidays, there's always some like that type of a story. Mm-hmm. Or one of our favorite ones is, normally like on Christmas Eve, we always close early. So, but this was years and years ago, like in the early innings of our existence. We'd closed at 2 o'clock, I think, is when we normally closed on Christmas Eve. We'd closed, and you'd be shocked at how busy we are on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
People are a lot like me.
Sure.
They just wait and get it when the time happens to be. But anyhow, we'd closed. We were done. We'd went, did chores. We'd fed everything. We'd went to the house, kind of gathered all our stuff to go to, because we always have our Brown family Christmas on Christmas Eve with my family, my side, and we were actually getting ready to leave to go, and I'd forgotten something. I ran out to the shop to grab something, and in pulls this truck and beats on the door. Ugh. I'm like, exactly. I was that way. I was like,
oh. Well, of course.
So if you're listening, sir, I'm sorry. It was okay. I opened the door because, well, that's who we are.
Of course you are.
So we opened the door, and this guy had drove from Hayes.
That is a drive.
He drove from Hayes to buy a saddle.
Wow.
On Christmas Eve. Without calling first. And it's at 5:30 at this point.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's brave.
It is. Yes,
but
it
worked.
And thank goodness you forgot something.
Yeah. I mean, he knocked on the door. I opened it up. He came in, told me what he was wanting to do. We walked around, looked at a couple saddles. He basically said, "Oh, I'll take that one." Mm-hmm. We rang him up. He wrote a check. Away he went. Probably wasn't here 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And drove back to Hayes.
Wow.
But I thought to myself, there's no way I would have left and drove 3 hours on Christmas Eve, mind you, without making sure somebody was going to be open when I got there. But
he was brave.
Fool me. He was right. I was wrong because I was here.
I wonder what his plan B was.
I don't know that he had one. I'm going to tell you he didn't have one.
Truck stop roses? I don't know.
Maybe. But I don't know that I've ever seen or heard from the man again.
Well, everything worked out.
But yeah. So that was straight up 15 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah.
That was an interesting. We've talked about that one a lot. Like, that's just, I mean, that's what you call fate. Like, yeah, I mean, things, the stars were all lined up and they'd been lined up. We just didn't know it.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a story line?
That was it.
Oh, dang it.
I should have saved it. That would have been story time. That was a good story time.
It was a good story time.
That was a good story
time. Do you have a Christmas or Thanksgiving that you just really remember and think about?
Thanksgiving actually is one of my favorite holidays.
It is.
It is. I just like family time. Mm-hmm. Like I'm big about family time. So just getting to be together and sit down with no ulterior motive is a cool thing.
Do you have a
and Christmas time's awesome too, don't get me wrong. And I'm in retail, so I should not probably should not say this out loud, but I do get a little burnout on the commercial side of Christmas.
Sure you do. Everybody I
like
the
reason of the season,
does.
You know, but and I'm in retail for goodness sake, so I should be all about it. And I am all about it. Don't get me wrong. It's great, but it'd be nice just if we could do it for what it's for, you know?
I think the whole world gets burnout on the, what I want to say, the commercial side of it, like you said. Because it gets to be a lot, and we've really lost sight, I think.
I would agree. And that's kind of why I brought that up, what I did about like going to the ranch rodeo. Mm-hmm. Man, it was good for my heart and soul to see all those people joining together with common thoughts and common goals and common beliefs, and it was cool.
Well, we had the URA rodeo. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last podcast we had was the stock contractors, and going to the URA rodeo. You are a rodeo.
Right. You are a rodeo. I am. I'm a rodeo.
You are a rodeo. We're so stupid, but you get the same feeling.
Yes,
you
know? Absolutely. Well, that's we are like-minded people doing like-minded things. That's freaking love it. It doesn't have to be the same, just like-minded, you know?
Yeah, freaking love it. So Thanksgiving is just when you come back. Do you have
it's
a favorite?
One of my favorites? Yeah,
football and turkey.
No, John Wayne.
John Wayne all day.
Think about Thanksgiving. They played the Duke all day.
Oh, I hadn't tried that route.
Oh,
that's,
yeah. They play football on Thanksgiving, too? When did they start that?
Just maybe last year.
Is that something new?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Like, they played John Wayne movies all day.
Oh, I love that.
And then again on Christmas. Okay. Usually the same movies, but we don't care.
We don't care. It's John Wayne. Do you
I really have time to sit and watch a movie anyway.
Do you play games or anything like that?
Not really. Okay. Used to be, you know, up until the last few years, it was always kind of a thing that, you know, you had dinner. By the way, we have dinner, not lunch.
Okay.
In my world, we have dinner. Dinner is at noon. Supper is in the evening.
Yeah.
So growing up, if you got invited to dinner, you got invited to lunch.
Wow.
You got invited to supper. That was in the evening. So if we got, that was a thing.
Yeah. So, it was at our house, too. But
yes,
I guess
breakfast, dinner, and supper.
I guess I hadn't put that much thought into it.
I know. I'm obviously fully versed in other terminology, but
you're bilingual.
Yes, yes. In food, I'm very bi something in food. I'll eat me some food.
Yes, you will. No matter what time of day it is and what you call it.
Yeah, but you know, you'd eat. Everybody'd lay around, rub their belly, and whine about how much they ate.
Yes.
You'd watch little John Wayne, and then out would come the sail flyers.
Oh, of course,
you know,
yes.
Mom and all the girls and around the kitchen table or the dining room table there, and they'd be mapping out because they would usually leave about 2 in the morning.
Yes.
And be in line, you know, for the, now they start them, I think, in July.
I know.
Those deals.
But I used to love Black Friday.
But yeah, I mean, it was, you had to be there, you had to be in line, you had to, and they open the door at 5 a.m. and you start lining up at 2 a.m. and
pretty much everybody's
14
in their
pajamas. Below zero.
Yes. And that's another fellowship. Hey, we're all in this together type of situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody's got makeup on.
I'm not so sure, honestly, that half the people didn't go just for that reason. It was almost like you were part of something, you know?
I think so.
And now, literally everybody starts their Black Friday a week earlier than they did the year before. It won't be long until Black Friday will start on New Year's after Christmas.
It seems like it. Yesterday you helped me with my pad and my, that sounds weird too, with my saddle pad and my girth for my very rounded out little mare.
Boy, she did grow.
She just went.
Poof. I hadn't seen her in a little while.
Yeah.
She kind of went from lean to mean.
Yeah, she's all that. And a little tank. She's a little
tank.
She
is. She's cool though.
But she was so much fun to ride with that new pad and girth. And I think
you said it really freed her up.
It did. And so that just, I hadn't. You know, I come from the old school. We rode what saddle we had, and we threw a pad on, and if the horse didn't do it right, we yanked on their mouth harder, and we spurred them more. Right. You know?
I mean, because that fixes everything.
It does. We used to. It's their problem, not ours. But now that everything, equipment has become such a science, there's truth to it.
Yeah, they're
by
really.
Golly.
And it's kind of cool when it comes together and it works, you know, and then you're like, oh, shit, that really did matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thank you for that. That was.
Cool. That was cool. She's really changed, though, from the first time that we padded around and tried to make it work, per se, to get by until now.
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't have.
She has. Her body has changed.
She has. She's a good little girl. She tries real hard, too. So there was a mounted shoot this weekend in Kansas City. And
this coming?
Yes.
Or was?
No, this coming.
It is coming. Okay.
And I'm only taking her.
All by herself?
Yes.
Will that be a maiden voyage by herself?
For an indoor competition like this? Yes. No, I've never taken her just by herself.
So that'll be interesting all the way around. Not just the competition, but the trailering by herself, the stalling by herself. You know, I mean, the whole deal. She won't have her rock to lean on.
Yeah. And Cowboy, I mean, he's 24, but he's got so much sass in him running and bucking.
He's got moves.
Yeah, and he's not ready to be retired yet. So I'm kind of doing this just because I can. I'm going to see how she deals with it. Mm-hmm. So
it's good for her. She needs to probably have a few outings like that before she has to have those outings.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing. That's why I wanted to get on with the saddle pad and stuff.
Cool.
Well,
upgraded the stuff.
We've got more podcasts getting lined up, people wanting to be on the podcast.
I know, isn't that exciting when people actually want to talk to us?
Yes.
That's kind of new.
I was looking. you want
it's
it?
Kind of a new feeling. I think I like it.
I wanted to think we're in, what, 6 different countries now for the podcast?
I don't know. You thank goodness you keep me up on the analytics because I don't even know.
Well, I can't remember. I have to look. But thank you to everybody who listens to the podcast. And please, if you have questions or anything, questions, not really anything, just questions.
Just anything.
We don't.
Or if you just want to talk, if you need relationship advice, you know, whatever.
We send us your problem and we'll solve it.
We'll solve it.
Or I mean, make fun of you. I don't know.
Absolutely. I can solve the problem. That's what I should have as a deer, Russ.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Because I can come up with some answers.
We can. They might not be the right one.
I'm going to tell a story. I used to give relationship advice to our FedEx driver.
What? Did he ask
That's
for
actually
it?
True.
Did he ask for
No, he did. For
he's
real.
Like,
super guy.
Hello?
Loved him to death. I don't even know where he's at anymore.
I don't have any packages.
I'm not
going to
say his name,
but
yeah.
Can I?
It's not a current driver, so don't.
Okay.
It's actually several years ago.
Maybe.
Yeah. He actually came one day because he'd been our driver for a little while. And, of course, Dean and I are in here together all the time, you know. And he was having some issues, you know, at home. And he's like, man, I see you guys together all the time. What's the secret? And so about every day for a while, he'd spend an extra couple minutes when he dropped off his packages and we just talk about the stuff. So there you go. I'm a therapist on top of things.
A marriage counselor.
I'm a marriage counselor.
Hope
he's still married.
Menagerie transporter.
A menagerie transporter and marriage counselor.
And you get your
first get me a business card.
You need to. Okay. Well, this is another podcast.
Yes, it was.
I hope I can make soup out of this.
Absolutely. But we do appreciate y'all, though, for real.
Yeah, for listening. We do. And we'll have some new and exciting guests sooner than later.
So that being said, thanks again. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.